The prosecution team will present alleged child victims as witnesses to testify that Thomas Lubanga forced children to fight for his ethnic militia, the Union of Congolese Patriots, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Annika von Wadenberg, with the U.S.-based Human Rights Watch lobby group, says the alleged victim's presence in the courtroom makes this case a landmark in international justice.
This is quite unique, actually, for any international court to have a role, a very official role, for victims to be able to participate.
Prosecutors say Lubanga was responsible for allowing children as young as 10 to be kidnapped and forced to fight when he headed a militia in the mineral-rich northeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Human rights activists say inter-ethnic clashes in Ituri and violence between militia groups vying for control of the mines left 60,000 people dead. Lubanga's lawyer, Jean Flam, says the fact the court is not charging Lubanga for any of these killings discredits the child recruitment charge.
Why are the killings not in the charges? There are tens of thousands of deaths over there. No one is charged with killings. So, enrolling child soldiers and using them in hostilities, to do what? There is no answer on that question.
Human Rights Watch's von Wadenberg says Lubanga is guilty of much more than forced child recruitment.
His group has committed numerous other atrocities in Congo, including murder, rape, massacres, but those are not charges that he currently faces before the courts. For justice to be done, it is important he is charged with the broad range of the crimes.
Even if the prosecution charges Lubanga with additional crimes, Flam says his client cannot be held responsible for members of his militia. Flam says during the 6 months Lubanga headed the army, he faced several mutinies. Flam says his client was a victim of international and Ugandan mining interests who retaliated when he refused to grant them rights to the mines.
He was not able to contain the army in heaven. Lubanga did not incite his army inherited by Hazard to kill. On the contrary, he instructed them to protect the population and to stop the killings.
Von Wadenberg and the prosecution team disagree with those who say Lubanga was a frustrated pacifist politician battling corruption. They say he is a warlord who promised children weapons and wealth if they fought for him. If convicted, Lubanga faces a life sentence. The prosecution is investigating another Ituri group and says it will soon issue more war crimes arrest warrants. The mineral-rich DRC has been a battleground for local rebels, militia groups, and armies from neighboring countries. There are still pockets of instability, even after the country's first open elections in more than four decades, overseen by one of the United Nations' largest peacekeeping forces. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.